Thank you very much. We were just framing our question, but let's see how it goes in terms of. So it's more of a comment, and a very interesting observation about the victim assistance. In fact, that was something that we were thinking about while you were giving the very interesting presentation by the panelists from Iraq and Ms. Marchan. So what I'd like to say is to put it in context right at the outset, that traditionally, as we all know over here, while we are planning the various, as we look at it, the lines of operation from a military perspective for a conflict, so they flow along certain lines, and there's a very intricate and complex web of related actions that one traditionally plans for. At the outset is the conflict itself that one is focused on, and therefore and therein, the safety and security of your own combatants, including the medical assistance, since we're talking about that, and the safe evacuation if necessary to life-saving treatment takes first and understandably foremost priority. But the important line of operation which flows parallelly and thereafter in terms of its application in time for post-conflict management is somewhat more nebulous, and that's why we are all here. For while return to the rule of law is the most important requirement perhaps, the collateral damage by way of sustained victim suffering post-conflict needs much greater deliberation, which at the outset possibly is never really thought of or planned or much less funded or planned to be funded by the parties to the conflict. And that's where the problem lies. And it's not a welcome situation. And therefore, that reiterates the fact of the planners to the conflict and the humanitarian workers therein act in separate silos at the outset. And this is where the gap lies, as you alluded to, of the victim waiting for 6 hours for treatment, because that is the gap wherein the time of intervention and the quality of intervention for humanitarian support and elevation of suffering, that is when there's a gap when no one is there. So that needs to be looked at. This we would like to mention that this victim assistance coordinator is an interesting subject. It could be looked at in a certain manner, but one would look at it in who, what, and how to integrate it right at the beginning, because conflicts, as we know it, more often emerge without warning. So how and when the quality and effect of this integration takes place is something interesting, and one would naturally look at more work on this as it evolves. Thank you.